Bill Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I just talked to David today, by the way, Mike, and he said after he told us last week that he'd be meeting with us every Monday, he's out of town again next week. So he kind of bought our loyalty for about 3 days, and he's back to his old tricks again. I said, so what bullcrap day do you want to meet? He says, Wednesday. I said, okay, we won't see you then. Okay. By the way, Temptation Island last night was a smasheroo. We all agree. Now, does that make me some kind of a lowbrow? I don't know. I mean, I find people who are not entirely honest with themselves say things like, oh, that's just a show for idiots and I don't watch it. Well, you may not watch it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a show for idiots. Now, the show features these couples that go to an island and they're going to be tempted by these singles. Single women, single men. This show, man, last night, it's beginning to fall into place, all the pieces of the puzzle. This thing is really beginning to size up in my way of looking at things as the ultimate stick it in, twist it, and break it off show, man. What they put those people through last night. Okay, hi, are you guys all set? There's host, what's his name, Wahlberg? Okay, everybody okay? Yeah, okay. Would you like to see videotape of your boyfriend having sex with another one? I mean, he might as well say that. Because last night, among other things, they asked the couples, all right, so here we are. You know, you're on the island, and last night, your boyfriends and your girlfriends, they were all out, and they were gallivanting with other people. Do you want to see tape of it? Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure, okay. That's what I'd want to do. So then they watch the tape, and then they're like, they cry, and this, first of all, let me get this out of the way. This Waitasi and Tahid, these are two of the scummiest people that have ever walked the face of the earth. Is it because they're black? Well, you know, I do have that problem. But no, seriously, are they dirtbags or what? She's a real, just a joy to be around. That poor guy that she went out on the blind date with, that hick, I don't know what the guy's name was. Poor guy's got like that Bing Crosby hat, and I think he goes scuba diving or something. This cat tried to show her a good time. Oh, excuse me, he talks too much. Well, she was just so rude to him and so catty and so bored. And, yeah, I just, tell it to the hand. And, well, what's the matter? You want us to get you a black guy? Is that it? Well, she didn't intimate that. But the whole thing was just, she's really, and then this Tahid dude, is that his name? What a pile this guy is. Is this the couple that's going to be thrown off this island because they found out they got a kid? Good riddance. They're both the worst people you've ever seen in your life. Just terrible. They got no loyalty to each other. The guy will scream. I mean, this guy would do it to a freaking knothole if he could find one on that island, a bush if he thought a snake was in it. And they both are, like, trying to get back at each other now for being mean to each other when they left to go off to their personal resorts, and so they won't give each other any messages. And, you know, the whole thing just has this effect. And then, of course, this Tahid dude, and every girl that's there, all these single women, this guy's going to, if he can, little does he know he's going to be gone in 2 weeks, he'd sleep with all of them. They're just crap. Not that the other people are that great, but they're all, that Tahid guy and Waitasi, they seem like they got some brains, which makes them all the more dangerous. The other people are just dumb. Or they strike me as that. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I just know this thing. I couldn't hang out with any of them because they're all so built. They're all so gorgeous. God, are they beautiful people, man. Why can't they just put a fat slob like me in there? Just in the midst. Just one guy out of the four could be a fat, you know, pale guy. How tempting, huh? It'll be a challenge for any woman to get interested in me. And I think that's a part of the whole joy of Temptation Island. There, go ahead. Try and get interested in Phil Henry. I got a great idea. I had an idea. I don't know what the name of the show will be, but four guys go to an island and they pay women $100 to perform oral sex on them. What do you think? Is that great? What you do is you line up, you know. And now, welcome to Trick Island. And you get all these beautiful women. Then you get four guys that look like me in Zuba pants with big Hawaiian shirts and six packs of beer and little rain hats pulled down. And they pull out of their pockets like 20s and 50s and 100s and pay these women. And then you go into a hut and you have sex with them. And the guy who has sex with the most of them, he wins after a two-week period. And what'll happen this week? And then you got a clown like that Mark Wahlberg idiot or the other guy. And they sit there and go, okay, guys. Okay, here it is, right? This is night two. Yeah, it is. It sure is. All right. So what do you think, Phil? Where are you gonna, who are you going to pay now? I think I'm going to pay you to get lost. How about that? Melissa thinks this is called In Your Dreams Island. I don't know. Okay, it's night two. James is in the lead by two lays. So this whole show is about sticking it in and breaking it off because they, you know, they. And then how about the way they throw off the singles? Is that a beautiful piece of thing that you've? I mean, they got these people lined up. All right, now is the time we vote the single person off. So go directly to them, hang that little bead necklace around their neck, and tell them to get freaking lost in front of everybody. That's great. And they show the guys, you know, they got their arms around each other. Okay, which chick is not so good looking? I don't know. And I don't, so they threw off the best looking one, the model. I guess she, when they first got to the island, she was obnoxious. She drank too much. And she wanted to screw every guy on site. And I guess that was just too much for the moral fiber of these guys. So they decided to vote her off. And then the women voted off some guy. I don't know what's wrong with this. What's his name? Maceo? Well, this guy, all he did wrong was get drunk and bust up his guitar. And that was just too much for the women. They didn't like that, so they voted him off. I said, he looks like a pretty nice guy to me. Apparently, they got to the island, and, you know, then they, you know, had a night of drinking with all of the people, and this Maceo guy busted the guitar over someone's head, and so they decided to get rid of him. I have no idea why. So next week, this guy, the bald-headed guy, what's his name? I forget, Eddie or Billy. Billy is going to get really bent out of shape because he's going to see a videotape of his girlfriend kissing a black guy. It's not bad, just bad enough his girlfriend kissing another guy. It's his girlfriend, his red-headed, blue-eyed, fair-skinned girlfriend kissing a black man. And apparently he's going to go nuts and bust into the room of one of the other singles and offer to, you know, curl their hair or blow-dry them or something just to get back at her. Man, I think the whole purpose of this show, Temptation Island, is to see, as I said last week, if someone will just go to their knapsack and pull out a skinning knife and go at somebody with it. I think the whole purpose of this show is to see if they can prod and poke, because they're dealing with some really primal stuff. And they know it. They're dealing with really primal stuff. They're dealing with men, sexual possession, And all of the other stuff that, you know, all of the attendant violence that could go along with that. And they're trying to push it to that point. Billy is going to fashion a boat out of palm trees, sail to the other side, and commit homicide against all those single guys. Here comes, what the hell's he doing here? I don't know, man, but I'm getting out. Look, hey, that's Billy, isn't it? Next thing, a bow and arrow. Billy's going to be a one-man commando team. You know, because he don't want to see that girl. Apparently what happened was he went out on a date with that blonde, and the blonde said it was the best date she was ever on, so that really drove his girlfriend ape, so she's going to go out with that guy, and, you know. Billy's going to come busting through there with a two-gun rig, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Phil Hendry Show. I finally figured out what's wrong with me. I was slightly irritated there for the first part of the hour, and I know why. Because I'm talking about this stupid show, Temptation Island, that I'm going to watch every week because it's really interesting. And the thing that made me, of course, angriest was that I'll never be on that show. I'm 48. That's a song or something. You'll never be on the show. You're 48. It's like a polka. You'll never get on the show because you're 48. Hey! I'm never going to get to go on that show. Now, you want a good show? Here's a good show. I don't care whether, you know, not everybody is, like, beautiful. This is the challenge. Have all the couples be middle-aged and have all the singles, like, be in their 20s. Now you got a show. And make sure that they're all middle-aged, 20, 30 years of marriage. And you got all these guys that are like me. Four guys that are like me, and suddenly it's, and the challenge is still the same for these single women. Try to tempt us out of our marriages. Of course, it'll be a lot tougher, and, you know, for them, but that's tough. They're going to have to try, won't they? Because I paid for my, little vacation here. And then all these fat slobs get together at the end of the day. Go, I don't know. I think that broad's got to go, man. She's too beautiful. The model, who? Which one? The one with the 44 double D? Yeah. I don't think she's really got, you know, it'd be great. And then the older women, they get together. You make us all reasonably good looking just so the singles don't have to gag every when they get up in the morning. But make that show, call it Middle Aged Island, whatever the hell you want to call it. Now, that's a challenge. But they won't do that because, not that it won't make for good TV, it would be fascinating television. It would be obscene television. It would be probing and prodding and poking at the real institution, which is marriage. That's what you want to... Geriatric Island, call it anything you want, but that's the thing that would be the most... Well, we don't want to be in a position to break up a marriage. Well, what if the people are volunteering for it? Go ahead, try. Now you got really something to root for, don't you? Of these people out of that island right now, are you rooting for any of them? That Billy, you know... Did you see that? Like I said last week, any bald, buff, white guy equals... serial murderer, okay? I don't care how cute he is. He's just the kind of guy, I got my own room at the cabin in the back. You want to see my collection of deer head? Sure. As long as we're talking about head, I mean, as long as we're talking about deer. And that's the last she's, you know, the next time you see her, it's a picture that her mother released to the police at her, like, 21st birthday party where she's raising a glass of champagne. Missing is this young Alpine girl, 21. Police say she was last seen in the company of Billy. She's on a milk carton. I mean, that's what you're going to see. There's not one of those people, that Kaya guy. Is that the guy's name, Kaya? Oh, well, ain't that sexy. Kaya. Look, any white man named Kaya. Black guy, go for it, babe. Tahid, Yamal, whatever you want to do. Whatever floats the boat over there, that's groovy. But freaking, if you white and your name is Kaya, I got to throw the flag on that. Now, your name is either going to be Gunther, Jurgen, Phil, Mike, something, no Kaya. Although the guy looks like a little Mexican or something. That ain't even Spanish. And then who's the other guy? Oh, I forget. They're all so buff. I remember I was coming back one time. I guess this is the whole thing about that show is I'll never be on that show, okay? Because, you know, Andy, Billy, Kaya, and Tahid. I was coming back from a cruise one time, and... It wasn't a cruise. It was a boat we took down to Ensenada. And any, make a long story short, we went down there. We were playing golf. So the boat's coming back to San Diego. I'm in the bar, and the only guys in the bar are me and my golfing buddies. This would be a collection of about 10 or 15 guys in their early 40s and late 30s. And then there was a table full, maybe three tables full of San Diego State fraternity guys and their sorority girlfriends. And as the boat trip continued and as we kept going up the coast, these sorority girls were drifting over to the bar, which is where we were sort of set up. And suddenly they were talking to us. Next thing you know, they're sitting in our laps and offering, you know, all kind of the wonders of, you know, just the wonders of exotic sex if we just go ahead and buy them a Manhattan. And I finally said, what's the story here? She says, well, our boyfriends, they're out of money, and, you know, they were offering us the wonders of Kappa Kappa Gamma if we would just go ahead and, you know, lay a five spot on them or something for a drink. I mean, we were just, like, with 20 drink whores. And I'm telling you, at one point I said to one, now this is before I was married to you, Maria, if you're listening, before I was married to you, marriage alert, I wasn't married to you. And, you know, so finally I was doing, I swear to God, I was doing things. What do you want? You want $20 for, you want a drink? Yeah. Okay. Dance. Dance for me. Go ahead. You want me to dance? Yeah. And they danced. Okay. Now go over to my friend over there and unzip his pants. No. But the point being, that's the kind of show that I'm in favor of. I said, what sorority are you? She says, I'm with Tri Delta. I said, well, everyone else has. So now... I'm telling you, man, that's the show that I want to see. It's called Sorority Sisters on a Boat with Golf Buddies. Now, what are you going to do this week, Phil? I'm going to give that one $20, okay? And you can use your imagination. But first, she's got to dance for me. Then she'll get her stinking drink. Hey, bartender.
What's good to drink?
Just give her three fingers of Jose Cuervo. That's it. Because she won't know the difference. What's a lavalier? Anyway, that's the kind of show that I envision. I think the kind of show that we would all probably like to see. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm wrong? Well, I don't give a crap, because that's the one that I'm going to pitch. That's what I'm taking over there. That's the one I'm... Who don't have a show like that? NBC, you're next. Why don't you try that, okay? You guys can't get anything else right. They're going after must-see TV on Thursday night. They're going to be going after Friends. They're going to go after the whole thing now. That whole reality TV has got you guys by the balls. You don't know whether to flip or fall on it, brother. CBS, ABC, and Fox have got it locked up. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to keep shoveling up that Kelsey Grammer crap and all of the Friends and Third Rock? It's over. They're going to come in there on Thursday night. They're going to whipsaw you. You guys need programming. Here it is. 10 40-year-old golfing buddies and their 18-year-old girlfriends, and they pay the girls for sex. What do you think? Hey, I got it. 10 guys on a golfing trip to Ensenada, Mexico. They pull into Ensenada, they buy 20 Mexican hookers and spend the weekend with them. And you got video cameras to record the whole thing. I say you green light that puppy. I don't want to say who. I had a couple of conversations with some people from a network. I don't want to say which network, but it was NBC. And anyway, I said to them, you guys are in big trouble. You're going to have to start. Well, gee, Phil, you're really talented. What do you want to do? I said, I don't want to do anything with you, but if I were to do anything with you, it would be 10 golfing buddies with Mexican hookers in Ensenada. What do you think? We'll get back to you. That's the last that was 6 months ago. I ain't heard from these people. So that's my reality programming, okay? And by the way, we're going to beef up cops. Once a week, they beat some guy to death. Get cops going, and that America's Most Wanted, John Walsh in a helicopter. What are they doing with that show now? He's on site and he's busting people. How about John Walsh's helicopter explodes 1 week? And they need a new host. Hey! There's another good idea. So next week, Billy is going to, he's going to Garrett the host is what's going to happen. Billy is going to kill Mark L. Wahlberg, I believe is his name, not to be confused with Marky Mark. Next week, he's going to find Wahlberg with his rear end up in the air going at it with Billy's girlfriend. Holy Jesus, I didn't know we were filming. Yes, we are, Mark. And Billy will kill him, and that will be episode 3. And then as the credits roll at the end, there's Mark on a spit, just kind of turning, you know. With Billy, the big crap-eating grin on his face. That's what we got for next week's Temptation Island, right here on Fox. So Survivor's going to have to top that, you know that. Now, have they worked the sex in yet? Survivor ain't worked the sex angle in. They did last year with that what's-her-face and that other guy, but they didn't really work it in the way that this Temptation Island is really going for broke. Colleen and Greg, yeah, okay, but they're going to have to work it big time now. They're going to have some sexual competition, some sexual Olympics, something to really keep it interesting. Bring back Rudy. I got it. Rudy and Susan. Now that, hey, but the gay guy. The sexier, the only thing they offered us last year was that Richard Hatch nude, which wasn't bad. On a cold night, it was okay. How about Richard Hatch and a koala bear? Can do that together. All right, so as you guys know, so in other words, reality, that's what you got to do. And if you can work up your... Now, I don't know how you get the crew and how you hire the island and what government you got to pay off. I mean, where are they on that Temptation Island? Is that in Belize? That's Belize. Now, that's a British protectorate, if I know my geography, okay? So that's cool. It's a civilized island. It's, you know, protected by the Brits. How about, but, you know, it would be a little bit more challenging if you went, like, into New Guinea or something where the tribesmen are, we never see white people around here. Try this. And they put a spear through you, and that sort of ends your Temptation Island. How about the Congo? How about what they used to call deepest, darkest Africa?
This week, Temptation Island goes to Kenya, where Negroes carry stuff into the woods.
Maybe you. How about the Mosquito Coast?
Yeah, man, this is great. You ever been on American TV? No, it's first time. Where are you from? Sierra Leone. Well, you sound like you're from America. Well, there you go.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show here. 1-800-449-8686. Skippy and Frank coming up. The Skippy and Frank Show in just a few minutes. The Further Adventures of Skippy and Frank. You know, Skippy and Frank have worked just about every kind of radio format, every kind of radio station. They worked rock and roll. They got fired from that after Skippy accidentally blew his face off in a early morning in a morning radio stunt. And then they worked in a at a talk station, and Skippy got fired again, and Frank, because Skippy tried shooting himself in the face again. And then they worked at a sports talk station, and I think their new gig, they're working country radio now, right? So we'll hear from Skippy and Frank coming up. What are those two nuts going to do now? Just keep the firearms away from Skippy is what I say. So how about this snow we're having around here? We got a little bit of snow in the mountains, which means my wife says, shouldn't we take the children to the snow? I said, no, not necessarily. Why?
Well, everyone's going up. Everyone's leaving this weekend. Everyone's going snowing. It's the ski week.
I said, how about the snow comes thus? I'd love that.
Oh, you idiot. You're such a moron.
Look, I look, man, what am I going to do in the snow? Ski? I don't ski. I tried to ski one time. I looked like the biggest stumble bum that ever came down the pike. I was a joke and a half, Jim, going up that bunny slope. Yeah, let's go to the snow when everybody else is going. That's a great idea. Skiers, that's another group of people that just tighten my jaws and make me want to turn into Billy. You know, they got their skis on the roof of the car. They go up to the thing, and they get out their ski stuff, and they're woo, and they go to the lodge, and they have their, you know. There's a whole subculture that bothers me. Maybe it's because when I was a kid, I was a geeky, gawky, ugly, skinny, pimple-faced guy, so I didn't, you know, couldn't really swing with the beach crowd. And the skiing, that took a lot of, you know, physical prowess, which I didn't have. Plus, it was expensive. So I had to go up there with my friends, and they'd all be out there with their skis and all the chicks. And when I'm in it, I'm going to stand there and wait for them. And they got all their lingo. The powder is sweet. And you know what I want to do? I'm going to take up that snowboarding. I'm going to go up there and make a whole bunch of skiers really mad. What are you doing with that? I'm going to snowboard, okay? That's my world. Because snowboarders very obviously are the dorks, geeks, twerps, clowns, Link Vermin, Space Cadets, Mind Toast, all those guys. In other words, guys like Craig that didn't ski, didn't want to ski, couldn't ski. Bronco Nagurski. And so therefore, they don't belong. But they're the guys that, you know, weren't allowed. So that's a good sport. And, you know, Diane, remember Diane over at KFI? She's a snowboarder. Patty Chayefsky, he do, sure do. And I'm telling you, so I could never swing with that thing. But she wants to take the kids up there. I said, so what are we supposed to do? Well, we can get, like, garbage can lids for them to slide down the hill. I don't know, man. Garbage can lids. We can get sleds and all that crap. Look, unless you've lived in that stuff, Rosebud, you just don't know what it's like. So she wants us to go up. I guess I'm going to have to go up and, you know, because I went up one time and I got the boots were all wrong. I mean, it was the very first time I tried to ski. I got a size 11 foot and somebody got me size 11 boots. Well, guess what? When you put socks on, your foot's bigger than size 11. So I was crammed into a boot that was too small for me. And I'm wearing jeans because nobody told me that, you know, I don't know, you know. And I'm going up in the lift. They go, just go. Just get on the skis and go, Phil. I don't know how to ski. You'll be fine. And I'm going through fences. I'm going through, you know, into the engine blocks of cars. I'm impaling myself into a tree. I'm nailing myself to a cross all afternoon. And my friends, they're on the big slope. You know, they're on the mountain, man. And they're going down. They're like Jean-Claude Keeley. They're going down that thing like, man, they're in the grand slalom in the Olympics. And there I am stuck in some snowdrift for like a half an hour. I fell into a little gully thing, you know. It was at the base of a tree where the snow had built up around it, and it was all powder. And I'm down there, and I can't get up to save my life. And so occasionally a guy skis by, goes, hi, and he takes off. I thought, I could die here. If it starts to snow, I'll be buried here. You'll just see one ski tip and my hand reaching out. So I worked, and I sweated, and I slaved, and I went back up on the lift, and I'm on the bunny slope. And I get on the chair, and they're two little girls. They're like seven each, and I fall on my rear end getting off this thing, and these little girls are like, hee, 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 look at the funny man, hee, hee, hee. And they go down there. They're going down the hill like they're, you know, like they're gold medal winners. And there I am laying on my rear end with some clown going, oh, you want to move it, sir? You're blocking the chairs. Yeah, I know. I'm blocking the chairs. And if I could move it, I would. But I can't. So I worked in sweat and slave. I finally am able to turn to my right. I can actually get up on the skis. I could go down the hill. And if I got to going too fast, I could actually do a nice little right-hand turn. But if I tried to go left, I'm gone, you know. And now I understand how people break bones, bust their skulls wide open, and otherwise have a marvelous time out there. Because I, you know, one more time down the slope, and I would have busted my head open. And at the time, I was wearing glasses. And I just remember losing my glasses and being soaking wet when I came off that hill at the end of the day. And my feet just calloused and bruised and everything wrong with them because I was in boots that were too small. And everybody looked, isn't it fun? I said, no, it sucks. The best part of this is what we're doing right now, drinking these hot rum drinks. So there you go. And Maria, she grew up in a skiing family, her whole family. There's film footage. You should have seen this family that Maria grew up with. Water skiing, snow skiing. There's a picture of her father when he was like 24 on horseback with no shirt on, a rifle slung over his shoulder, a quail hunting in New Mexico. And he's got a pilot's license. And he's a stud. The dude's 70 now, but this cat, when he was like a young guy, he's got this big-ass hunting rifle slung over his shoulder, no shirt on this horse out in the middle of New Mexico. And that's my father. I'm going, you know, this is my luck. So I'm going to have to sit around and talk guns with your dad or something. Actually, he's, you know, he's an easy guy to talk to, but and they're skiing, and they're everywhere, and they're boating, and they're doing things like, oh, we used to go camping. I said, well, really, what would you do, honey? Well, we'd find an island somewhere in a river and stay there for 3 months. Camping? That's called being homeless. That ain't camping. And then we'd swim out to the boat, and we'd swim to the boat. Jesus, this isn't just going camping. You guys are like the Donner freaking party here. You ain't going camping, man. You're going out west. You gwine going west, man. That's the Oklahoma land rush. And they would stay for, literally, they'd stay for weeks on islands they'd find in rivers that were way off in the backcountry. And they'd fashion their own clothing. And, you know, they'd catch fish and they'd pan fry trout, play checkers, fashion their own pants and clothing, occasionally war paint, and they'd go into the next village. I don't know what they did. They had a friend named Sacajua, and he was a big, hairy beast, and they've only found his crap. They couldn't find anything else, just a few mounds of turds. But they say he exists. He lives up there. Maria talked to him, but they don't even have any evidence of him, so what am I talking about? This is the woman that I married. And, you know, they're just studs. And, you know, I come from a family. My old man was a sailor. He liked to sail boats. So I said, anybody got a sailboat, I can help you. But other than that, my old man had like a 33-foot sailboat. But who the hell does that? Who sails? Nobody. Nobody. I mean, no one. But, hey, I sail. That's nice. No one does that. I mean, and of course it's perceived as a rich man's sport, which it's not. You know, anybody can get a freaking sailboat, but, you know, but it ain't that much fun. It's a lot more fun to get on a jet ski and bust ass through the harbor there at 78,000 miles per hour and kill some kid on a kayak. That's blast, man. Go out on those jet skis. You don't want to sail going on at 3 knots. Okay, it's time to come about. Whee! I'm in Newport Harbor last summer, and here comes Charlie, man, going about 900 miles an hour on a jet ski through the harbor. The harbor patrol is like going ape with this guy. But thank God he stopped the guy. Otherwise, he's got to go right through me because I was in a little paddle kayak with Catherine. Just, this is fun, huh? And she's like, it's boring. Oh, no, come on. No, it's boring. No, it's really fun. Holy God. Here comes this guy on a jet ski, 6,000 miles an hour, breaking the land speed record. Sure, he'd been drinking, but, you know, you gotta. So anyway, how did I get on this topic? Didn't it have something to do with Tahiti and what an asshole he is? Oh, okay. Oh, snow, yeah. The kind that you snort? Oh, you mean up in the mountains, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Skippy and Frank, coming up on the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. After being fired from their job at the rock station and the sports talk station, after blowing half of his face away, Skippy, along with Frank, decide to apply for a job at a country music station. WBRN in the lettuce belt. Yes, WBRN presents the Morning Barn Dance with Skippy and Frank.
Hey, Skippy. How you doing, Skip?
I'm doing all right, Frank. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Skippy and Frank Show here.
Now, I love country music here. Skippy and Frank. It's 249, 420 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
He's changed the lock on.
And, boy, we got a lot of stuff going on today. All right, country music station now, huh?
That's where we're working. You like country music?
Yeah, I like it. Oh, I understand you have to have sex with sheep or something. What's that all about?
That dog's moving in.
I don't think that's true.
A bullcrap.
This dog house here is mighty.
Yeah, I have sex with sheep to be in a country music.
No house at all. So
now, as long as the checks are clear in the bank.
No doubt about it. Let's give you a Frank Show here. It's 6:50. 10 minutes away from 7. 10 minutes away from 7, 6:50. It's going to be a Frank Show. Hey, there's a brand new morning show here, the Morning Barn Dance here on WBRN. And, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy, it's, I can't believe it.
That's right. President Clinton and President-elect Bush have called in.
Oh, it's been a while. Hey, how you doing, President Clinton? Hold on. Go ahead, you start.
How you doing, President Clinton?
I'm doing okay, Skippy Frank. How are you doing?
And, President-elect Bush, you there?
Yeah, right here.
Well, boy, you two guys have had a lot to talk about, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. And President Clinton, I think you're an asshole. Well, President-elect Bush, you're an asshole, too, because you're a Democrat. Well, don't get snippy with me. Okay. Drop the phone. Yeah.
Well, so how's everything going?
Which guy are you asking?
President Bush.
It's going real good.
How about you, President Clinton?
Not bad.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, this is the Morning Barn Dance with Skippy and Frank.
It's about 9 minutes away from 7. 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7. It's time to go up there. We got Commander Butthole. Commander Butthole is up in the traffic copter right now. Hey, Commander Butthole, how's it going?
Yeah, look, I told you guys my name is Bud Hall.
Yeah, Commander Butthole.
Yeah, Commander Butthole.
Okay, if you don't call me Butthole, I won't do traffic on your show. You understand that?
Okay, Commander Butthole.
Okay, that's it.
All right, okay, we're sorry. Butthole.
Jesus, now I'm depressed.
Oh, the hot dog's moving.
I'll be right back. There's a little more traffic in a minute. Okay, hey, listen, you know what's going to be going on here. We're going to be having a big, big giveaway. We're going to be having a big giveaway. We want to get the donation, you guys, because as you know, one of the things that people listen to country music, they work on farms, right?
Well, no doubt about that.
And because you work on a farm, sometimes you get your arm ripped off by machinery. So what we're going to do here is we're going to have a special Skippy and Frank Farm Mangling Awareness Month.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so you get your arm mangled off, get your face eaten away. We're going to raise some money for people who like work on farms, get their faces eaten off, right?
Yeah, I don't know how it works or something. Some guy walks around, some dumbass, gets his arm caught in a combine or something. I don't get it. Some dumbass.
All right, we'll be doing that in just a few minutes.
That's 8 minutes away from 7. That's 6:52, Skippy and Frank, country music time. It's the Morning Barn Dance.
The air that long.
This is Shania Twain.
Up a will.
You sure?
He yeah, whatever.
Sounds too blue.
All right, 6:53, 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Skippy and Frank Show here. It's all twangy. It's all the same crap. Okay, we're going to be with the Morning Barn Dance here. And we have on with us now our general manager here. And this is Paul. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, boys. I think you better back off some of that butthole commentary because I think butthole was...
okay, so this is Farm Mangling Awareness Month, right?
Yeah, we don't call it Farm Mangling Awareness Month. I mean, we call it Safety on the Farm Month. And, by the way, Bud Hall is worth more than both of your asses put together, okay? So,
oh, we just had a lot of fun.
You know, just keep that in mind, okay?
All right, where is Commander Butthole?
Bud Hall, not Butthole.
All right.
Okay, where were we?
Farm Mangling Awareness Month.
It's not Farm Mangling Awareness Month. It's Farm Safety Month, okay?
All right, what we're going to do is our little promotion here. Now, we got one of the kids here from the 4-H Club. How you doing, Billy?
I'm really doing good, Skippy and Frank. You guys are the bomb.
Okay, now what I'm going to do here is I got a combine. This is a big John Deere combine. I'm going to stick my arm in here, get it mangled off, and see if we can raise some money, okay?
Yeah, that's really great.
Okay, here we go. Let's turn on that combine and see what we can do. Ow!
Holy Jesus.
He began to die.
What happened?
My arm's gone!
All right, you better call 911.
Well, how am I going to do that? I don't have any arms.
Put this pen in your mouth.
Okay, I'm
all right. Now, go over to the phone.
Uh-huh.
Now start dialing it with a pencil.
All right. I dropped the pencil.
That's all you have to do. If your arms get ripped off in a farm mangling accident, just do that.
That's right. Just give me a frag. Or you could use your penis.
Ma'am, I will tell you that we do know, and one of the sad things about children dying early, especially in some of the tribes in Africa, deceased baby's head was used. I don't know what you want me to say here, Phil.
Was used what?
They would fill the skull with air, and they could use that as a ball.
You have got to be kidding.
No, ma'am, I am not
you
kidding.
You have
no,
absolutely no credentials.
Ma'am,
I hope that no one is listening to you, taking you seriously.
Ma'am, I am telling you the truth. You can look at Dr. William Ardrey's book on cultural anthropology in Central Africa. You can also...
You're telling me that the skulls of dead babies were filled with air and used as balls.
A primitive form of ball playing, yeah.
This guy is crazy. And then
okay.
A sports flag down a sports car.
Yes, ma'am.
When there's an earthquake, you can't run from an earthquake. It goes on for miles around. God, there were people feeling the earthquake in El Salvador.
Well, here's the thing that I don't get.
Where are you driving to?
Ma'am, you're getting out of the area. That's the best possible thing you do.
Here's what I don't get. Earthquake hits, I'm in my car, I jump out, and I got to stand around and wait for a sports car to come on.
What if one doesn't come by? And even if it does,
if one doesn't come by, the best thing to do is get under your car.
If it's severe enough to cave in your roof, come on. The sport, you're not going to be driving at a straight angle. Have you been in the streets during an earthquake?
Yes, I have.
You're not steady. You're not just standing there whistling Dixie waiting for somebody to drive by.
A Lamborghini cannot. I will tell you that a Lamborghini and two models of the Ferrari can outrun a quake. Because if you know a quake undulates the earth, a Ferrari can outrun that.
Okay, so I'm going to stand there and wait for a Ferrari to come along.
You know, Mr. Henry, I'm trying to save lives here, and you and the lady and other callers... All you can do is talk about how you want to kill people.
How
all you can do is talk about how you want to murder human beings.
For a sports car to drive by when you're standing on the freeway.
Well,
you're not going to be the only one out there. Everybody is going to be frantic. Things are going to be falling if it's as severe as you say.
When was the last time you tried to flag a sports car down? I would dare say you've never done that. So how would you know?
I drive the freeway every day.
All right, get out.
I live in California.
On any given day, get out of your car and just flag down a sports car. It happens a lot easier than you'd think.
And it's hard.
Phil Henry.
Understand.